Good morning and welcome to our Faith Presbyterian Church morning devotionals. This past Friday, we wrapped up our devotionals on the book of Philippians, a series that we had initially thought we might not get all the way through, but here we are. And now Pastor Nicoletti and I will be starting something new with a different format and different focus. We are striving to give you sort of a balanced meal of sorts. So I don't want to speak for what Pastor Nicoletti will be doing or what format he will be following, but as I was thinking about the next series of devotionals to undertake, I was wrestling and praying through different options, and then I landed on a series of devotionals that I'm going to call Walking by the Spirit. This study will take us through the nine fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22, focusing on helping us live a godly life while locked in. So Lord willing, over the next 2 months of Mondays, I intend to focus on one of the nine fruits of the Spirit each week. This series will be more topical and will be less exegetical in its approach, but my hope is that it should provide you with one basic thought each day that you can take away with you. So with that introduction, let's begin by reading Galatians 5:16 through 24. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For those are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Here the Apostle Paul writes the church in Galatia, encouraging them to walk by the Spirit so that they might not fall prey to the desires of the flesh. See, he explains that the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the Spirit is against the flesh. Each one is at odds with one another, opposing one another. And if we follow the kind of general outline that Paul gives us here, we see that in order to avoid the works of the flesh listed in this passage, we must have the fruit of the Spirit, which seems pretty straightforward. And so this morning we'll be focusing on one of those fruits of the Spirit. We'll be focusing on the fruit of the Spirit of love. Now there's a photo going around the internet these days of a family-sized vehicle with these words written across the back windows in white, sort of white paint or white chalk of some sort. "You lied," it says. "My kids are not a joy to have in class." I think that photo was hilarious, and I also thought that it summed up in a few words the general consensus that people are feeling worldwide. Families are struggling on how to balance a myriad of different tasks that are going on in their home, from multiple Zoom video meetings happening every single day with different children at different times, from parenting to teaching, and stress is just very high. And on top of all of this, many people are trying to work from home. When they first started announcing that there was going to be a 6-foot social distance measure, I jokingly said that we were going to go above and beyond, sending our kids to other parts of the house to social distance. Well, got to be honest, I'm not joking anymore. Now we're social distancing 20 feet or more with our children just so that we can maintain some sanity. I joke again in part because the reality is our kids are cranky, they're loud, they're messy. And as soon as we start to think that things are calming down and we can have some peace and quiet, it all starts up again. I think that if we are honest, many of us would say that we're failing at parenting and failing at loving those around us well during this time. I've had to apologize to my wife and children many times over these past 2 months, and I know I'll have to do it some more before this is all over. We're all failing at many different things. Some of us are failing at diets, at the different disciplines that we have developed, our workout routines that we had established, and so on and so on. The list goes on and on. And if that weren't enough, we often recall that we are also failing at being faithful Christians. It can feel so discouraging and heavy to carry that weight in addition to everything else that we're already failing at. As we consider all these different things, we can be overridden by guilt and shame. And that can make us lash out at those around us. We feel ashamed at what we are becoming, and so we judge ourselves harshly. And then we begin to judge others harshly as well in that same way. We're hard on ourselves, but we're also hard on others. We don't feel like we deserve mercy, so we don't show mercy. And that's exactly what Paul's getting at in this section. He's saying that flesh drives out the fruit of the Spirit, and that the only way to overcome this misguided way of thinking is by filling ourselves with the fruit of the Spirit, because only the Spirit can cancel out the desires of the flesh. And the fruit of the Spirit that overcomes this oppressive way of thinking is the fruit of love. And who more do we look at for an example of love than Jesus? Because greater love has no one than this, than what Jesus did by laying down his life for his friends. You see, Jesus understood love. Jesus was love, is love. Jesus' love is so deep and so gracious and so merciful and abundant that when he sees us messing up and failing and struggling and all sorts of things, he doesn't land on us like a ton of bricks. Instead, he comes to us and he beckons us to come to him, to call out to him. He is ready to help. Jesus has chosen to love us by taking up our burdens upon himself. Not just our sins, but our burdens, our daily struggles, our guilt, our shame, our fears, and our anxiety. He forgives us of our daily failures, and instead of letting us continue on with this yoke that we've put on ourselves, he takes that off and he gives us his. A yoke that is far easier than the one we put on ourselves. And he does this because he wants to bless us with rest for our souls, and in so doing, show us his love. Jesus' love toward us has been steady since before we were born. That's never going to change. His love for us is not fickle. It has, is, and will always be with us. So as you go about your day during these days of quarantine, remember that Jesus is not waiting for you to mess up. He already knows that you're going to mess up. He's fully aware. He knows you intimately. He knows how bad things can get and how sinful we are. But he has already paid for all of those sins and for all of those failures. He's not sitting there criticizing your every move and decision. Rather, he's actively interceding on our behalf before the Father. He is on our side. He is strengthening us. He's carrying our burdens, and he's seeking to give us rest for our souls. His love is so abundant and so overflowing that when you drink of that everlasting love, you too will begin to overflow with that same love, with that love and mercy that the rest of your household needs. And that love will spill out to them as you seek first Christ's love. So as Paul says, Make no provision for the flesh, but walk by the Spirit, by resting and finding refreshment for your soul in the love of Jesus. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to you that you know our condition. And you know our sins and how much we need your love. Father, we pray that you would establish us in your generous love, and that through that act of knowing your love more and understanding it better, that we would be an outpouring of that love as well to those who are in our home. Lord, we pray that you would do that for us. Bring us closer to you. Fill us with your love this morning and your grace. For we ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm so glad that you were able to make it to this first devotional in this new series, Walking by the Spirit. And I strongly encourage you to join us on Wednesday and on Friday at the same time for our devotional with Pastor Nicoletti. May the Lord bless you and go with you as you serve him today. Amen.